I woke up at 4 a.m. this morning and tried to not think if I needed to pee. It was still dark, but the sky looked backlit. And as I considered how strange that was, the issue about peeing or not was resolved, and I had to get up, stepping over Phoebe the Golden Retriever and Bo the Beagle, who were not concerned with time and bathroom needs. I congratulated myself on being able to see well enough in that strange and dark, and that's when I looked at my watch and saw it was 4 a.m. I'd avoided it up to then as part of some kind of strategy not to cause added anxiety about not sleeping. In the bathroom, it struck me that this was a good time to go for a run on the cycle lane that stretches along the beachfront. It would be cycle free, and I wouldn't risk getting maimed or spat on or sworn at. It's that kind of cycle lane. And anyway, the alternative was to go to bed again and read Twitter feeds about people who'd been maimed or spat on or sworn at. As I hit the street, I started to think about the investment plan I discussed the day before. It was a good deal. I'd have ultra-low risk with a solid non-life-changing return. I've lost a lot of money this year, and I'd like to stop that from going on. After 3 kilometres, I realised I was going to do my best run of the year. In practice, this means the best run of the last 2 months. I felt great and just got faster with every kilometre. I had wanted to run 8 kilometres, but stopped after 7. It was 5-ish, and the cycle lane was filling up with cyclists, none of them in the mood to accommodate me. It was better to run again another day than to push on for some arbitrary target and get maimed or spat on or sworn at. I saved myself and realised that, yes, I would sign the document for the investment. It includes life insurance and reinforces that I am worth so much more dead than alive. I felt out of this world and then took Bo to the beach, where we examined dead fish.